David, these hikes, price hikes, are just being delayed, correct?
That's exactly right. And Pfizer is just the latest American company to discover that when President Trump has a tantrum, you give him a cookie. And he quiets down very quickly. And in this case, you're correct. Pfizer had announced that dozens of its drugs were going to go up in price on July 1st. Trump had read that, or he saw it on Fox News or whatever. He tweeted about it, called it disgraceful. And the next day, Pfizer announces that it is going to not raise the prices, thus giving Trump the win that he was looking for. But when you look at the fine print of what Pfizer subsequently announced in its press release, what they basically said is, we're going to delay these July 1st price increases until January 1st of next year, or until the president passes his so-called blueprint for drug prices, whichever comes first. And since that blueprint is a long shot at best of either becoming reality or getting the congressional approvals needed to make some of the more sweeping goals possible, all this means is basically Pfizer has put this off, given the president a PR win, given itself a PR win for that matter, and backed the president into a corner, because if he doesn't now pass this blueprint, which is a long shot, then Pfizer basically has a green light to raise prices willy-nilly.
Is Pfizer's move big enough to basically force the hand of any competitors, or not really?
Well, what Pfizer wants to do is, if this blueprint gets passed, then everybody gets affected, so there's a level playing field. But really, it's closer to what we saw after the Republican tax cuts got passed. And then you saw a number of companies stepping up with one-time-only bonuses that mollified the president and gave him a win that he could talk about. But those one-time-only bonuses were just that, one time, whereas the executives were able to give themselves full-time raises, and then more importantly, they could enrich shareholders with stock buybacks. So it's all about public relations, ultimately, and I don't expect other drug companies to follow Pfizer's lead unless the president drags them into the spotlight, and then they know what the playbook is, which is you hand them a cookie.
Pfizer has been among the most aggressive price hikers of pharmaceuticals, has it not?
Yes, it has. These guys don't really hold back. They go for it. Moreover, by delaying the current price hike, it's worth remembering that prices are still double for their main drugs where they were just a few years ago. Pfizer makes Viagra, among other things, and these prices have been going up so steadily over the last 5 to 10 years that they're in the gravy. I mean, you know, everything is now just big bucks for them. But the drug companies have built in this idea, as the cable companies have, that annual price increases are just sort of part of the way they do business, and they don't feel any longer that they need to justify it. So I think they're looking at this price hike as, okay, we can't do it in July, we'll do it in January.
David Lazarus, always great to chat with you. Again, David writes for the LA Times. He's actually the consumer columnist.